It's a new day in British politics. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is resigning as head of the ruling Conservative Party, as he is under tremendous pressure. Officials and aides from Johnson's own party have been quitting almost by the hour. He says he will stay on as prime minister until the party chooses a new leader. Let's patch into London, where NPR's Frank Langfitt is. Frank, how did Boris Johnson explain his decision?
Yeah, Scott, it was really interesting. He blamed his own Conservative Party lawmakers for abandoning him and making him do this. He called it an eccentric decision of theirs to push him out. He referred to them as a herd, and he did not acknowledge the many scandals that he created himself. And he said he didn't want to leave because he wanted to keep serving the British people, and this is how he put it.
The reason I have fought so hard in the last few days to continue to deliver that mandate in person was not just because I wanted to do so, but because I felt it was my job, my duty, my obligation to you to continue to do what we promised in 2019.
Well, Frank, how is Boris Johnson's version of events landing with the public? Do they buy it?
No, not at all. I mean, Johnson is famously ambitious, even by political standards here, and far less focused on things like policy and programs. And in recent days, everybody here pretty much saw him as clinging to power, even though it was clear that the party, his party, wanted him out. And the fact is, you know, he could step down today and have a caretaker manage the government, but he's chosen not to. He's chosen to stay against the objections of a number of people.
Right. And as far as him staying, what support does he appear to have from his party, from the people?
I mean, I think that it's probably things will probably pan out that he'll stay for a while. But there were a lot of complaints today. The opposition Labour Party insisted that he leave. This is not a great surprise. And they threatened to call a no-confidence vote in the House of Commons, trigger a general election. But the former Conservative Prime Minister, John Major, he said Johnson should go. He says it's unwise for him to stay in office, and pointed out that he could continue to dole out patronage positions and make important decisions affecting the country at, you know, a really challenging time.
Frank, you have been watching, covering Boris Johnson now for years. How do you think about his legacy?
Well, I think there are some clear accomplishments. The vaccine rollout here, Scott, was very fast. And I mean, I saw that firsthand. We benefited from that. The whole country did. I think winning this massive election victory that he referred to back in 2019 for the Tory party was huge. And moving quickly to arm Ukraine, which I can tell you from my time reporting in Ukraine, he is wildly popular there. But he made so many mistakes, which he didn't really talk about today. You know, I remember, we all remember, he didn't take COVID very seriously at the beginning. He joked about it and ended up getting it and ending up in intensive care unit.
Right.
He allowed
his
own staff to throw parties while the rest of the country was banned from doing that. And then when confronted about it, didn't tell the truth. And, you know, I was talking to Nicholas Allen. He teaches politics at Royal Holloway, University of London. And here's how he sees it.
His main legacy is having won a large landslide. Yes, he made some progress on the Brexit process, but his overwhelming legacy will be one of dishonesty, lots of promises that were going nowhere.
So, Frank, who's looking in the Conservative Party to replace Boris Johnson, and what kind of challenges might that person inherit?
Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of people who are going to jump into this. Boris Johnson leaves a big political vacuum here. Here's some people I'm kind of interested in, but I'm sure there'll be more. Ben Wallace, he's the defense secretary here. The UK, as I was mentioning, was the fastest country in Europe to arm Ukraine and had the toughest words for Putin even before the war. Wallace handles himself pretty well publicly, although he doesn't have a high profile here. It's not clear he actually wants the job. Rishi Sunak, he's the former chancellor of the Exchequer. That's like the UK Treasury secretary.
Mm-hmm.
He resigned on Tuesday. He urged Johnson to step down. I'll say this about Sunak. During the pandemic, he put together this very generous, and it was expensive for the government, a furlough program that benefited more than 11 million workers, and it saved countless businesses. And another person to watch is Sajid Javid. He's former health secretary. He kicked off the resignations that toppled Johnson, and he gave a very compelling speech yesterday in the House of Commons. I think it's worth noting that both Sunak and Javid, they're both children of South Asian immigrants, and every UK prime minister previously has been white. Of course, there are lots of challenges. Record inflation right now, the war in Ukraine. Whoever gets the job is going to have their hands full.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Frank, thank you.
Hey, good to talk, Scott.